Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
This is Sandy right here at the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll, join the chat. There's a bunch of stuff going on over there. Seriously. Get involved. Actually, you can get involved with a lot of people that are smarter than I am. Seriously, no joke. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Like I keep telling you, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell has made it easier, I should say, for us to be able to make money online. Right? To help sell our wares, if you would. Where we've been, you know, other social media outlets, not so kind to us. Not so good to us, if you would. I don't know how many of you guys have been really following this. And I have not wanted to talk about it because I hadn't, until recently, seen enough to start reading on it and learning more about it. And I guess originally, this is... Serious and scary stuff. And part of this, when I look at it, based on what we've all seen, not just Joe Messina, but what we've all seen, and how, you know, Joe Biden works, how he operates for years, it's hard not to believe this stuff. Really, it's hard not to believe it. And I say that because I know there's a lot of people sitting there and they're going, oh, they're just making it funny. When we talk about Joe Biden, the right is just making it up to get him in trouble. When you talk about Donald Trump, he's guilty before even any evidence shown. But there's a whole list, and I mean a list, of Ashley Biden's diary. In her diary, she talks about sexual trauma. Trauma? What's a trauma? Trauma. I'm sorry. She's got 112 pages in her diary. Okay, and it's been put out there. She hasn't refuted it. And if she has and you know something I don't know, send it to me because I don't want to put out misinformation. I really don't. Believe it or not. But this is stuff that, look, the guy is a creep. Any way you cut it, you look at him, as I said earlier, he does it out in the open because nobody's going to stop him. Nobody cares. Or actually, if they care, they're just keeping it quiet because they don't want to know anything about it. I mean, one of the tweets or one of the comments that she makes in her book, she says, I'm so afraid of him. coming into the shower with me that I wait until late at night to take a shower. This is in her diary. Right? I think she was 17 years old when this happened. Now, who's going after this? Who's saying anything about that? Nobody. How cool is that? Nobody's saying anything about it. And it's sad because it seems like nobody cares at this point. And you talk about these pieces of human excrement. You got congressional sources now confirming that Representative Adam Schiff used taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment these people love. Maybe that's why they voted against it earlier. In California, they voted against upping the penalties for sexual harassment, for sexual assault. I'm right down the list. They're just into all this sexual stuff, I guess. Right? A sexual harassment claim with a 19-year-old boy back in 2013, and they used taxpayer money to pay it. How was that? Isn't that amazing? And yet he's the number one top runner for state senator here in California. I'm telling you, they love pedos. They love these people. There's something about these people that excite them to no end. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to even pretend to know what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But there's been a full release of the diary. All the pages are in there. And I'm telling you, you read through this stuff, and you cringe. You know, I mean, you don't want to believe that any man. Look, I've got two daughters. I've got two, stop it. I've got like four granddaughters, okay? First of all, I can't imagine anybody touching them. Because if they did, it would be the last thing they touched. And no, I'm not just saying that. Right? But I can't imagine me touching either one of my daughters. You've got to really have a sick, demented mind to want to do that. Yeah. And now they're women. Right? They're pretty women. And they are women. I can't imagine touching either one of them. It's not there. It's not in my head. I can't imagine a man that would feel that way about his daughters. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I got to go throw up. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RED-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, really, really appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, and so on about the show. Let's see how many people we can either drive out of their minds or give them information they can work with. Seriously. And there are more companies, I was just telling people in the chat room, that you'll find on joemessina.com, joemessina.com. That there are now companies that are stepping up, and I won't say they're stepping up. Let me rephrase that. There have always been companies that are willing to let us come on, but then they have the same problem most of us have, where you know somebody comes unglued, the left comes unglued on them, and they shut us down. Well, we have companies now that are stepping up and saying, "Look, if your check clears, you're here." That's all there is to it. And so we are checking out, speaking with, working on. So you can find our watch live, listen live. You can watch, you can be part of the chat room, be part of the conversation over there at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Talking about the diary of Joe Biden's daughter. And you know, I'm kind of torn on this one. Some of you guys can weigh in the chat room. This is her personal diary. I am sorry somebody revealed it. I would have rather she put it out there if that was really what she wanted to do. I don't want to be them. I don't want to have a gotcha moment. I don't want to say, look what we found. Right? This is her personal diary. Now, the son, Hunter, yeah, that laptop had all kinds of public stuff on it. He used it for all kinds of things. I'm okay with what happened there. Right? So, but this would belong to somebody personal. The thing I do kind of find interesting, she has not come forward to say no. She has not come forward to say, hey, none of that's true. I don't know where they got that. That's my diary, or it should have been my diary. It should have been my personal property. Nobody should have got their hands on it. Right? So, again, I look at that, but the fact that it got out, the fact that she's not refuting it, I have to believe it's true. Right? And I know that the person that's publishing it has redacted some personal names and such, which I appreciate. I think that shows he wasn't looking just to splash it everywhere, making as much money as humanly possible. I don't believe for a second this person didn't make any money off of this, okay? Anyway, they've gone out of their way to authenticate it. And these are things that Joe Biden has done, and we need to know. I mean, we don't even have to dig this stuff up. It is now starting to flow. People have had it. People have had it with Joe's attitude. People have just simply had it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I started this in the last hour, but I want to hit it now because I want to finish it up. And I find it interesting that, you know, drag queens are seen as the new gods of society, the new people to look up to. No, not Superman, not Captain America, not, you know, not Ben Carson. It's funny, a black person recently tell me when I wanted to bring Ben Carson into the community as a speaker on a prayer day. And they said he was too politically charged. This was a black person. Too politically charged. I'm thinking to myself, Ben Carson? Really? And he is the American dream. He is that proof that the American dream is still alive. He's that proof that with your black, Native American, whatever, you can follow the American dream. You can make it work no matter what they, whoever they are, tell you. Tired of hearing how bad we are. Tired of hearing how bad these people are, how bad they have it. Hey, you know, we had Les Robinson talking about his great-great-great-grandfather. And, you know, the truth of the matter is he was taken advantage of. His grandfather should be reestablished as a prominent person in history in Sacramento. The property should be returned to him. At least that's my personal opinion. But he wholeheartedly agreed with me that when the conversation is always around, you'll never make it because the man's got his foot or his boot on your throat. You'll always be slaves. You'll always have a slave war. You'll always have a slave mentality. He didn't agree with that either. He agreed with putting up these heroes in the black community. People who fought for freedom and won. People who did great things. Forget the freedom part for a second. People who did great things across the planet that were black. Right? For better living. For better health. There's thousands, tens of thousands. You don't hear about that. All you hear about is slavery. So those kids, in their mind, start to get a mindset that it's only about slavery. That's wrong. Now, talking about, I don't know how I got off of this, but anyway, Cameron, right? Kirk Cameron. He wants to go read the, I guess you could call it a family base book, right? It's all about God, faith, family, country. He's on a Freedom Island tour. The libraries didn't want him to speak there. They didn't want him to have that ability. Better we should have drag queens in there. You know, somebody brought up a point, a woman brought up a point to me the other day, which is so true. I mean, think about what drag queens do to a degree, especially at the child level like that. I mean, you're talking about these people that are making fun of women, over-sexualizing women, making fun of the features of women. Where were the feminists with all this? I guess it's all right, huh? We talked a little bit about this the other day. So now, drag queens are seen as the, you know, local library heroes reading to the kids, twerking in front of the kids, dressed like they're dressed in front of the kids. And Kirk Cameron wants to go in and talk about basic values, right? Faith, family, country. Notice he doesn't say God, Trinity, Christianity. Faith, family, and country. That's what makes it strong. That's what makes people want to come here. The small group of protesters, which included some grown men wearing silly makeup, dressed in skirts and heels, pretending to be women, and that's exactly how I'm going to put it, were making all kinds of noise. We're making fun of the kids. We're making fun of Kirk. Right? Imagine if we did this to them. I'm back to that again. If we did this to them, we're protesting outside the library while they were in there, calling them fools. What do you think would happen? Joe Messina, your host. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A New York City grand jury hearing former President Trump's hush money payment case will meet Thursday. Reports say that's the plan after Wednesday's session was canceled. The investigation centers around alleged payments Trump's former lawyer made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to cover up an alleged affair. At least five people have died by falling trees in California this week as a new round of storms has hit the state. Officials say several others were injured as another atmospheric rivers brought heavy rain, snow, and strong winds. Nearly 90,000 people are in the dark. Meanwhile, people in Los Angeles County are assessing damage after a rare twister touchdown Wednesday afternoon.
The teachers opened the door and then we just saw like the rain. Like there's like a lot of wind in the rain.
At least one person was injured and five structures were impacted in Montebello. Urban search and rescue teams remained on the ground as late as Wednesday evening. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Please be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously, the way you become part of the solution is you get informed. Once you get informed, then you engage. That's the way it works. We were talking about Kirk Cameron. At least I was. And, you know, his again, these people attacking him, for God knows what they're coming up with all kinds of crazy stuff. But about wanting to read stories about family and faith and country and public libraries. I mean, God forbid that should happen. Now, Cameron continued the close of his sweet and funny story of signing or singing the elephant named Kevin, who was tricked by a vulture named Culture into thinking he might be a bird. The reader then asked the 300 children, do you think elephants can be birds, even if they strap on silly wings and a beak? I love it. I thought that was great. I mean, this is what they're afraid of. We're going to hit the kids with common sense, stuff that they can really think about. In unison, with great laughter, all 300 children yelled, no! I love it. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, I got a video. There's too many swears here. I can't clean it up. But they have a video of a black drag queen nun in whiteface. Now, tell me, they're ridiculing religion and taking a swipe at people who used to do blackface. I never said I agreed with blackface. I don't know many white people do. Although I wasn't around in the time, I don't know what the significance was, and I don't know if I can trust anybody to tell me because of the way they jerk around with history. A black drag queen nun in whiteface brags about stepping on a poor, tiny, blonde little white girl. Is part of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, right? Part of the chapter known as the Hillbilly Harlots. This hateful group, dressed to disturb children, were angry when Kirk Cameron came in. Right? Just amazing. They are not there to promote acceptance. They're there to promote hate. There's no way around that. Former Growing Pains star also said he felt sad for the men in skirts, as it is written, you have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemies. Brave Books, which helped organize the event, also told a news source some 500 enthusiastic parents, grandparents, and children attended the event. Right? The protesters, this I love this, inside and outside the event were teed off. How dare you show up and support this guy? Wow. See, again, I know I've said it a million times. You guys have heard it a million times, yada, yada, yada. But this is true fascism. You'll do what we want you to do, how you want me to do it, how we want you to do it. You'll think the way we want you to think about issues going on in and around you. All right? You know, to a big degree, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one. You guys can help me out. I don't believe that these drag queens are all about the LGBTQ community. Don't think so at all. I believe it's a concerted effort by a group of sick people, okay, to corrupt our kids, and they're making it sound like we hate the LGBTQ community. And if you're listening to my show and you appreciate me, you hate no one. You should be hating no one. You should be hating evil. You should be hating the acts of evil, those kind of things. Because my Bible tells me as a Christian man, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the powers of darkness. These people have allowed, you know, Satan, the devil, evil, negativity, whatever you want to call it, into their lives. And that's wrong. Okay? They've allowed it to happen. They've allowed that hate to take place. They've allowed that hate to boil over. Cameron is an actor, author, devout Christian. We know this, right? He's been traveling all over the place. You need to support him. We need to make sure. Now, look, I don't know him personally. I've met him a couple of times. I spoke. We did the biblical citizenship class together. He speaks at the front end. I speak at the back end of the class. All right, and I've never seen energy like this guy. Really haven't. I hope he maintains that all through his life. You know, be great. So anyway, back to, you know, Cameron. When he's out there speaking to this, that's what's making these people crazy. Seriously. That's what's driving them out of their minds. So, you know, he came up with something. I'm going to run out of time here in a second, but he came up with something I thought was great. He said, listen, let's engage and take back story hour. Let's take that as a mantra, right? Let's engage with information. Let's take back our school boards. Let's engage with information. Let's take back our city councils. Let's engage with information. Take back the elected positions that make your life better. Take back the elected positions that make your kids' lives better and more secure. Right? I mean, you can't rely. Look at it. Check this out. A Catholic university denied conservative groups for their two-sex statement. That there's only, you hear me? A Catholic university, St. Mary's University in Notre Dame, denied an application from student Claire, well, one of the students, to recognize the Turning Point USA chapter at the university. Reason? They only believe in two. The Catholic university. They openly, the TPUSA only believes in male and female. End of discussion. School says it doesn't line up with their mission values. Wow. Notre Dame University, St. Mary's. That's a problem. That means that they totally ignore Scripture. Totally. In every way. What they do is they grab one tweet, which is fine. I mean, in this case, it's totally fine. Charlie Kirk put out a tweet years ago. There are only two genders. Prove me wrong. Just because you're a female and you show up looking like a male and you tell us that you're gender neutral, Doesn't mean you are. Does it? I mean, look, my pastor used to have this old joke that I really like. You know, that's a great idea. By the way, in the chat room, that's a great idea. I am going to go look for some, if I can find them, some Xander episodes. Because I agree with you. I think that would be wonderful. The, it just completely astounds me with this stuff. That a Catholic university would not simply look at Scripture where Scripture says God made them male and female. He didn't say God made them male, comma, female, and anything else. Doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, a Catholic school, you stick to Scripture. You don't want to stick to Scripture. You don't want to stick to God's word. You can't change it, because if you change it, you know what the word says about that. God's word very specific. You add a dot, a T, whatever, you're in a world of hurt. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, the Bible also says that God can take things that meant for harm and make them for good, right? Well, here's a Christian influencer who reads the Bible to millions of TikTok. She has millions of followers. I'm sorry. She has over 600,000, well, close to 700,000 now, on a social media app. Right? She's a Gen Zer. But she has millions of views on each and every one of these scripture readings. So she has taken something that has a negative connotation. She has taken something that, you know, we see as the enemy, and it is, for the most part. And she's not going to let that intimidate her. She's putting the scripture on there, and the kids are listening. Show them to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms.
The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. We're all back. Hopefully you're back. always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really. Seriously. Talking about a young lady that has got over almost 700,000 followers on TikTok. And the minute you say TikTok, people go, ah, what do I do now? Right? Okay. No, don't. This young lady has decided to use TikTok. And again, got hundreds of thousands of followers. She's getting millions to read on Bible verses. She's reading the Bible or portions thereof to these young people that are following her. These are Gen Zers. Right? And more. She goes on to say, as she, in an interview, "My hope for TikTok Bible readings is that people would be intimidated by Scripture, that they would realize that the Bible is for them, written to them, and they can make it part of their daily lives because God's Word is for us. God is for us." Now, she's a Spirit-filled, Bible-believing Christian. The thing that people forget is God wants to be involved in your daily life. I mean, seriously. Don't you want to know what's going on with your kids on a daily basis? Don't you love it when you see them being successful? Doesn't it kind of irritate you when you know they're so much smarter than what they're doing? She said there was so much fear, and social media was full of so much anxiety, panic, bad news. She said that I was personally reading Psalms 91 over myself and my family, and it gave me a lot of peace. And one day I shared Psalms 91 to my Instagram story, and she said the response I got was really positive. People who don't read the Bible as a regular routine were telling me how much peace they got from me just sharing those few scriptures. So she said that's when she got the idea to share excerpts from her daily Bible reading to TikTok. 15 seconds max. The sad part is our kids can't do much in 15 seconds. Nearly 3 years later, she calls herself the accidental influencer. How many people start this stuff off and think, yeah, you know, if I do all that God talk stuff, nobody's going to listen. Nobody's going to watch. Turns people off. Well, it doesn't turn people off. We've been told it does. But it doesn't. If you really read it properly, you read it in a fashion where you want to help people, it'll give them peace. It'll help them. Her first video on TikTok went viral, she said. I kept getting notifications that people were watching and liking my video. She was surprised because it wasn't a dance or it wasn't a hateful rant. The videos themselves are just a page of the Bible, and my finger following along as my voice is reading the scripture. It's really simple. It's just scripture. It isn't me. It's God's word. And God's word says it won't return to him void. It'll give you peace. It'll soothe you. So people are loving it. They're connecting with it. They're subscribing to her on a big basis. Right now, Al Britton has worked with the HarperCollins Christian Publishing Company to promote their products to her followers. She reads from her Living Translation Bible. She says, it's been surprising how many people want to read the same Bible as me. They want to read along with me. That's cool. Now she reads the entire chapters of the books of the Bible on YouTube, which covers, she's got over 8,000 subscribers there. What's funny with that is, like, maybe, you know, she's being led to do what she's going to do. But even adults can't hang on that long. It's sad, but they can't. She said she loved God her whole life. My dream to live for God ever since I was a little girl. A girl a few states away told Albertan that her brother struggled with connecting with the Lord until he came across the videos on TikTok. You know, I've said this a million times, and I'm going to keep saying, you don't know who you're touching. You don't know who you're reaching. You don't know. I mean, I know he doesn't listen anymore because he's just moved on with his life in a positive way. But we actually got a call from a fella, I won't say his name, who said he was getting ready to end it all. And we had been seeing his posts. He had been listening to the show. He, you know, was getting positive input or feedback or feeling good about some of the stuff we were talking about. And based on what we saw him saying in the chat room, we sent him a couple of books. And he said it was just the simple fact that somebody heard him, that somebody could hear his pain, and somebody reached out to him, kept him from doing the ultimate that day. Pulling it out of his mailbox. You never know who you're reaching. You never know what your words mean to somebody. You can't be afraid to be used a God word, you know? Recently, Russell Brand came out. He said he had battled drug addictions his whole life. He said he waged war against groupthink. He pushed the envelope as a free thinker. He said, but he didn't do it alone. You know, he recounted how he became the man he is today, emphasizing that faith is the thing that kept him afloat. Like many desperate people, he said, I needed God. Right? I can't cope with this world. I need God. I need God to show me where to go, what to do, where to move, what to believe, how to rely on him. Right? He said, and then I need my brothers and sisters to help me out. You know, he says he looks around, he sees the corrupt systems delivering yet even more misery to people. He says, we got to find a way. We have to find a way to frame our conversations and putting God first. I got to give that guy credit. He's not known for being the nicest guy around. Right? He talks about the need for change, for people to self-assess their intentions. When they're interacting with others, to overcome the issues creating problems in order to facilitate change. It's not the way to do it. Are we being kind? Are we being loving? Are we the best that we can be? On whose behalf are we speaking? Ours? Are we glorifying God in what we're saying? Right? Are we in the self-glorification? Am I doing this because I have obligations to my people, or am I doing it because I want to spread the love of God? Which is it? I mean, think about that. At one time, he did call himself a free thinker. But now he thinks the way God wants him to think. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you he's a godly Christian man. It's not for me to do. I love the part that he says, look, I couldn't kick the drugs alone. I couldn't stop this stuff alone. I couldn't stop the thoughts alone. I had to rely on God. And I have friends of mine, and I had one listener in particular that I've connected with. Okay, and this stuff is making you nuts. It's making you crazy. You feel like you're going out of your mind sometimes. Well, what that tells me is, you know, if you believe in God, you're not spending enough time with God. Seriously. Because that's where the peace will come from. Right? That's where the peace will actually come from. If you're not a believer, then I don't know how you ultimately get your peace. Really. Because for me, it is only one way. Notice I said for me. I believe it truly to be the one way. But it takes some people a different way to get there. You know, they need different influences. My mom's in town, and I was joking with her. For years, I prayed for her to come to God. Years. I got tired of it. I finally said, God, you want her? You get her. And a friend of hers from years gone by came to visit her. And got her saved, as we say. She came to Jesus then. 2 years of praying for her. Couldn't get her to move. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. I don't know how to say this. How about some words of wisdom? Now, some of you are going to throw up in your mouth here in a second. From Joey B. Take a listen.
First, I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Havenequa May. I'm having trouble. Thank you.
Is he speaking in tongues? Anybody know? Really, I don't even know how to deal with this. Trouble seeing your house. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't think anything stupid. You know, seriously. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Oh, that's right. I've got a guest host tomorrow night. You'll find out when you tune in. I'm not telling you. Be back in a few minutes. No, be back tomorrow.